City Manager Mark Maxwell tells KSST News that Cooper Lake and Lake Sulphur Springs levels are much better thanks to recent rains. He states Cooper Lake is now between 4 and 5 feet low compared to a first-of-the-year low of 13 feet. The good news for the city of Sulphur Springs is that Lake Sulphur Springs has remained full thanks to a smaller lake and wider watershed. For Cooper Lake, Maxwell said, with current ground saturation, it will take only 4 to 5 inches to fill the regional lake.
On our way with this next few days of rain, we'll get closer yet. We're 5 feet, actually probably about 4 feet 9 inches low at Cooper Lake. We started the year 13 feet low, so we've gained a little more than 8 feet.
Is this the lowest it's ever been?
No. In 2006, the drought that ended in 2006, we were approaching 20 feet low, which was just nearly empty. But this whole time, Lake Sulphur Springs has been full, or just nearly so. We have a great backup supply. And that's because the size of the watershed compared to the size of the lake itself, it's a huge ratio. And so it just doesn't take a whole lot to fill the lake back up. It's not great quality water, but it's water. It's a year's supply of water if we don't get any rain at all. We'll get a year's worth of water out of it. I haven't seen those kind of drought conditions yet. We usually get some rain. But yeah, it's a solid year.
How much more rain do we need to bring Cooper up to full?
In conditions like this, where the ground is wet, we need 4 to 5 inches. And in conditions like this, an inch will put a foot in the top of Cooper Lake. Yeah, so keep praying for rain. I know it sounds funny to say with as much rain as we've had, but we have a huge deficit we're working on.
KSST News.